Welcome to another episode of the Human Experience Podcast. This is your host, Eldin Hassa. And in today's episode, we are going to listen to the interview of Dr. T.C. Fry. It's decades old, but very appropriate for today's times. In this interview, you will hear the truth about how you cannot catch the disease, and many myths and misconceptions will be debunked in this episode. So enjoy, and I see you in the next episode.
Dr. Fry, the layperson, the common person, approaches disease from a catch it point of view. You catch a cold, you catch AIDS, you catch mumps, you catch measles. Is that true, or is that also manufactured? And if it is manufactured, Dr. Fry, I want you to really explain it so that the person out there in the audience can understand what's behind that.
Okay, we're talking about contagion. Now, contagion exists for thousands of years, the concept of it. And originally it applied to demons. People were possessed of demons, and they had people who drove demons out as a profession. And eventually part became the priestcraft and another part became the medical profession. But demonology was really the science of ancient times. And they believed that diseases were evil spirits and demons that possessed people. But the concept of disease evolved, but the idea that disease passed from person to person as demons or evil spirits or whatever continued to exist. And of course, when the medical system was commercialized, they kept and exploited old concepts. Now, contagion, of course, is a myth. There are many medical concepts that are outright myths that are perpetuated perpetually simply because they yield big profits to the cartel that controls the medical profession. Now, when it comes to contagion itself, if I were to line up 100 people and I gave each one an emetic and all 100 of them vomited, you'd say, Jesus, this vomiting is a very contagious disease. But the truth is, they've only demonstrated scientifically one thing. Similar organisms subjected to similar influences react similarly. Immunodeficiency syndrome is in the Merck manual, has been for about 45 years or so. But there's also acquired immunodeficiency disease in there. And this merely meant that you got it after birth. If you were born with it, and that's agammaglobulinemia, it is called congenital.
Okay.
And congenital immunodeficiency, and if you got it after, it's called acquired. That's what the way, it didn't mean it was contagious, but the Centers for Disease Control present the context as if it were, because without contagion, the medical system is dead. That concept is central to it, as are some of the other concepts like infection and things of this nature.